We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Holy moly, we're starting the 4 o'clock hour right at 4 o'clock?
Breaking the mold, guys.
Are you kidding me, Len? We're on the clock, Len.
Breaking the mold.
Amazing. Wow. Now I'm going to bring it down. That was celebratory. Now I'm going to bring it down here for a second with some sad news. We had not even mentioned this today. Jalen Ferguson from the Baltimore Ravens. He was, what, Solana, 26 years old?
I think he was 26. Puppy.
Yeah, super young. He was found dead this morning. Baltimore Ravens tweeted out, "We are profoundly saddened by the tragic passing of Jalen Ferguson. He was a kind, respectful young man with a big smile and infectious personality. We express our heartfelt condolences to Jalen's family and friends as we mourn a life lost way too soon." And now this news has just come out. TMZ reporting another former Raven, I think he was a current Raven, but former Raven, Tony Siragusa, has died at 55 years old. And he, you want to talk about a larger-than-life personality. I mean, Tony Siragusa. I had him on the show, I think, a couple times on Super Bowl Radio Row, and he had done a stint as a broadcaster for a while, and he's, just, like I say, a larger-than-life personality. So he has passed away at the age of 55, so a couple pieces of sad news.
I had the honor of hanging around Goose a couple times in different situations.
I think I remember that.
He was a great human being, man. He was hilarious. He was just an awesome person. It's 55 is too damn young, man. That's crazy.
No doubt. So a couple bits of sad news there. We have a loaded potato for you here in the 4 o'clock hour. Steve Goldstein is going to join us. Obviously, we want to get his opinion on the Florida Panthers coaching change, and that'll bring us right into headlines here. So let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Let's get right into it. Panthers are going to hire Paul Maurice. We're going to call him Mo as the new head coach.
Do you have do you have the Boogeyman song? Did we have any other songs other than for coaches other than Boogeyman?
No, just Boogeyman, I believe.
We never did anything for Bruno Man?
We should have done a Bruno Mars, Bruno Man.
Right.
Thing.
I mean, there's so many things we could have done. The only as long as we're talking about Panthers coaches, if you remember before Andrew Brunette and before Joel Quenneville, it was Bob Bugner. And I think listeners to our show will remember this. So we had, was it Vinny Trocheck that was on with us?
Yep.
Yeah, Vinny such a great moment. Vinny Trocheck was on with me and Crowder, and Crowder wanted to sound in the know when it comes to hockey. And so he's asking Trocheck about the head coach, Bob Bugner, but Crowder's calling him Boogeyman. Which, it just sounded silly to me, and he kept saying it. So finally, I had to just call Crowder out during the segment while Vinny Trocheck is on the phone, and go, "What are you doing here? Like, what are we doing?" And was it Falero that turned it into a song, or was it you, Solana?
Yeah, it was Falero that turned this into a song.
So Falero turned it into Boogeyman.
Hey, yo, East.
Light skin.
And the boogeyman, Coach Bogner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call him boogeyman?
Finney just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. 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 Boogeyman.
Funny. The funny part is not to me, not so much the song. It is, you know, we had Paul Severino on the 3 o'clock hour, and he was talking about the symphony of a baseball game, right? You're out there and there's action on the diamond, but also there's the bat boys running to get the bats. There's the vendor selling. You know, he talked about it's a symphony. And there's a symphony there between me and Crowder, while Vinny Trocheck is an uninterested bystander. He's on the phone. Me and Crowder are just arguing the way that we do. But you can tell I'm getting annoyed at Crowder because he keeps calling Bob Bugner boogeyman. And now Crowder's annoyed at me for pointing it out in front of Vinny Trocheck. And there's that symphony of the Hockman and Crowder show. Play that one more time, Solana.
Hey, yo,
light skin.
And the boogeyman, Coach Bogner. Did he change it all? Second year, comfort level, you know, understanding you guys. Did boogeyman change it all this season?
Why do you keep calling him boogeyman?
That's his damn nickname, boy.
But you don't know him. Why would you call him
boogeyman?
Finney
just said it's his nickname. Everybody knows it's on his Wikipedia. Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
Trotec even tries to get an answer in there real quick, but I'm just annoyed by you, so I just cut him off. I'm like, and the hell with you, Vinny. I'm talking here.
It's so funny, man, because really that's the beauty
great.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the two grumpy old men arguing about nothing. People.
Yeah, and Vinny's like, let me answer the question. No, shut up for a second.
Not your turn.
Not your turn. Wait till we work this out. Anyway, we'll get back to headlines here with Solana. Go ahead.
Not much else going on. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight, 8 p.m. The Avalanche lead that series 2-1. Lightning can even it at home. Remember, guys, a series doesn't start until a home team loses.
Oh, that is a great sports saying right there. That would probably – I did my Mount Rushmore of onion rings on Twitter today. There's probably something in there, Solana. When I get back from vacation, maybe we should do a Mount Rushmore of great sports sayings.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's
Crowder,
one of them, right?
Me and Crowder will work on it next week while you're off, because that's a great idea. And then
all right, you'll workshop it?
Yeah, and then we'll revisit it with you.
Listen, Hawk, if you don't want nothing to get done next week – don't talk. Don't tell us about it.
All right.
Because these ideas are going to get used.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Crowder, start working on that list, please.
Charity Stripe.
The Association.
That's not on the Mount Rushmore. I'm talking about Mount Rushmore of sports sayings, right?
Got to pack your defense in the playoffs.
We're taking it one game at a time. I mean, that's got to be on there.
It could go either way.
It could go either way. That's why they play the game. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Ball don't lie.
That's why they play. Like ball don't lie. That's a good one.
We're going to find out who really wants it tonight.
All right. What else do you have in the somebody – it's such a great line. I don't know where we could put this. I hesitate to give it to DVJ, but somebody just texts us, just in quotes, "That's his nickname, boy." Yeah, gotta be very careful.
What Kane has a nickname? The running back, Jalen Rooster.
That's his nickname, boy.
The running back, Jalen Rooster.
A little too dangerous.
Okay.
That last word.
But DBJ would be calling Joe Boy.
No, I get it. It's just a little too dangerous. I don't think the ROI, the return on investment, is there.
You gotta just see. That's a cash pop line. It ain't enough on the backside.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
The Marlins, they beat the Rockies yesterday 9-8. They host the Rockies tonight, game 2 of their 3-game set. It's at 6:40 p.m. Our guy Pablo Lopez, a.k.a. Pillows, will be on the mound.
All right, very good.
Guys, there's a ton of food news And we have a couple minutes here. Can we try something new? Are you guys cool with trying something new? Won't take too long.
I mean, I want to talk to Goldie about the coaching change. Can we make it quick, or is this are we cooking something? Is this a cooking show? What are we doing?
Not exactly, but yeah, I mean, we don't have time. Just cut me off.
No, okay, all right. I've got a little bit of time. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of
I remember we had talked about doing 15 minutes of eat during the off season instead of 15 minutes of heat. And I'm guessing you didn't get Michael Viamonte to re-record that. I'm guessing you just took out the in editing.
And it didn't sound as good as I wanted it to. However, an email has been sent. We were hoping to get back a nice new addition for that open. And it's not really 15 minutes. We don't have time. But I'm just going to toss some food news headlines out at you guys.
I love this. Now I don't want to talk to Goldie. I want to do this for the rest of the 4 o'clock hour.
He could always bring it back.
French's, they've partnered with a Canadian popsicle company to create a ketchup popsicle called the French'sicle.
Yeah, saw that. Nope. Pass.
Disgusting.
Pass. Ooh, can you imagine sucking on frozen ketchup?
Who wants ketchup without anything else?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Filero does. Filero would suck the ketchup packet, but other than him, oof.
So you can only buy these in Canada, and unfortunately for you, Hawk, you're flying to Canada tomorrow. So you will be trying one of these and posting it on social media.
All right, guaranteed Radio Mark Hawkman on Instagram. If I can find the ketchup popsicle, the French'sicle, while I'm in Canada, I will absolutely post it on my Instagram, and I will try to be eating it at Kyle Lowry Road, which I think you told me was just unveiled.
Yes.
All right.
It's exciting.
Because I do suggest people, if you don't follow me on Instagram, again, it's Radio Mark Hawkman. Solana really has taken the mantle when it comes to traveling internationally and trying some interesting foods. When Solana was in Italy a few months ago, he had McDonald's, and he did it on Instagram. It was fantastic. When he was in Puerto Rico a year or so ago, he had pasta at the Subway, the sandwich shop.
Delicious.
So I'm excited to get to Timmy Ho's.
Yeah.
Have a donut. Maybe some poutine somewhere. But I'll absolutely be looking for that French'sicle. No question about it.
Don't let us down next week, Hawk. We're waiting.
No. Listen, half my vacation is going to be spent in a grocery store. There's no question.
You'll also try to get Rob Pozzola to have some dairy.
No, Rob Pozzola's coming with me to the Blue Jays game, so we're going to be drowning in Labatt's and poutine, and I told him, bring your insulin, buddy.
Listen, Hawk, don't try to go to this man's house. Just meet him out somewhere and y'all be friends.
Nah, I'm showing up at his house, unannounced.
Krispy Kreme, they're now selling donut-flavored ice cream at select stores.
Man, I saw that. I showed that to Crowder yesterday during one of the commercial breaks in the studio. I'm like, look at this. Krispy Kreme soft serve ice cream. But it's only in select cities, and it's not South Florida.
Bizarre, right? Like the hottest climate where you can find a Krispy Kreme, they're not going to sell their ice cream.
Yeah, but it looks good, man.
Yeah, this guy's going to be good.
And then
finally, it's sweet. You don't go ketchup, you go donut. That makes sense.
Right. Yeah. But man, that hot now glazed donut in soft serve ice cream form, come on, sign me up.
I'm all in.
Finally, guys, this one's interesting. KFC, they invented a new utensil. It's called the finger spork. So it looks exactly like a spork, but it actually fits on the end of your finger. So if you put 5 of them on, it could look like Edward Scissorhands. But if you just have one, you could carry this thing around, and you always have a fork on you.
But you have a spork.
A spork, excuse me.
Right. Half spoon, half fork. I mean, KFC is known for that.
Yeah.
It's the only way to eat their mashed potatoes. For some reason, it tastes better on the spork. But yeah, you put five on, you can eat all your food as finger food, but you're really not using your fingers. I think it's brilliant.
Do you put five on?
Yeah, I like Solana's idea there. I like to put them on all hands. And then, you know, whatever, the lasagna comes out, and it looks like you're eating lasagna with your hands, but it's really just five sporks.
But then the thumbs go in the opposite direction as the fingers. I don't know,
yeah,
fellas.
Yeah, figure it out. It's your hand. Figure it out.
Edward Spork Hands. All right, guys, that is the first edition of 15 Minutes
great.
Of Eat.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, good that job. Fun.
All right, did we do weather? We're done?
We did not. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Right now, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right. Steve Goldstein, Goldie, the television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Bally Sports Florida. He is going to join us next to talk about the coaching change with the Florida Panthers.
If any of y'all out there have chronic joint pain, you need to hear this right now, because there are advances in medicine that can get you relief that you want with no more drugs, no downtime, and no more surgeries. I am talking about QC Kinetics, regenerative medicine using concentrated healing properties from your own body so your body can heal itself. This is exciting stuff. Being a guy that's had all these knee surgeries, this is so exciting. QC now has 8 clinics in South Florida. So many people are being treated with astonishing success. Imagine being pain-free again. Some people, you can't even think about it. If your knees hurt all the time, your back, your shoulders, your hips, don't assume the old school therapies and treatments are the only option. Those steroids, those pain pills, the surgery, they are not the only option. You gotta call QC Kinetics for more options. It is 2022, and regenerative medicine is now helping people get lasting pain relief the natural way. These protocols are restoring and repairing damaged tissue, and you can be used in any joint in your body. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation with their amazing medical staff. From West Palm to Coral Gables, there is a clinic near you. Call them right now at 954-787-PAIN. That's QC Kinetics, 954-787-PAIN. That's 954-787-PAIN.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Daniel Berger, professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steve Goldstein, our friend, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Big Panthers news today with a coaching change, and Goldie is joining us now. Hello, Goldie.
By the way, you know, Tom and BNT did my windows, as you know, Hawk. They did
a great
job.
I totally forgot. I did. I forgot.
Remember that?
That is correct. It's a little bit more relaxing during hurricane season, right?
It is a – let me tell you, it makes a huge difference, and the windows on my house look – they look great, so you got nothing to worry about now. So it's definitely highly recommended.
Let's talk about it, Goldie. You know more about the Panthers and hockey than all three of us combined. So I'll start with Andrew Brunette. He doesn't keep the job. There's rumors that he'll be offered some sort of significant role with the organization if he wants it. But your thoughts when you find out that Andrew Brunette will not be the head coach, never really loses the interim title.
Right. Well, you know, the longer it went on, I can't say it's shocking. You know, Brunette himself said after the season at the final day, you know, media gatherings, that he's got to go back and talk to his wife. And, you know, he said at times during the season that, you know, this really, you know, he said this publicly that, you know, well, yeah, this is a weird situation. He didn't really sign up for this. So he's just going day to day when people would bring up the job. You know, he'd only been an assistant coach for a few years. His track and successfully was more in the front office in a management role for as high as assistant general manager in Minnesota. So I don't know how everything went behind the scenes of how much he wanted the job, how much they wanted him to have the job and all those different things, if there was ever a negotiation or whatever the case was. But, you know, the longer it went on, the more it didn't surprise me. And the fact that the Panthers, and this is no fault of Andrew Brunette, because you can only, you know, you only have experience based on what you had an opportunity and been able to do, is for them at this point of the franchise where this team is to go get an experienced guy that's been around a long time. You know, honestly, it's not a total shock.
And Goldie, just talking about, like, you know, maybe coaching himself into the job, but the one thing that jumps out to me is the struggle in the power play. We talked about it through the playoffs. We talked about it a number of times with you. Like, was that one of the biggest knocks against him, was the power play versus the Lightning?
Yeah, well, the first thing, let me say, and you know this very well, Crowder, because you play at a really high level, you know, the coaches can only do so much. They're on the sidelines, they're behind the bench, or they're on the bench in the NBA. You know, Andrew Brunette did not score on the power play and did not shoot the puck enough and did not try to make the same seam pass over and over again that, you know, Tampa Bay was reading very well. Now, that said, what the coaches can do is put players in the best position to succeed. And he himself said after the series, perhaps he waited too long to make any changes on the power play. That was something that was keeping him up at night and will probably continue to keep him up at night should he have made some changes earlier. In retrospect, sure. Yeah, it didn't work, so he should have. So, you know, I don't think they made a coaching decision based on 30 power play attempts in the postseason. But, you know, to your point, that was a big factor in losing earlier than anybody thought. And whether or not any changes he made would have worked or not is totally, you know, that's the hypothetical question. But, yeah, by his own admission, he probably should have pulled the trigger a little bit earlier and shuffled some things around.
So tell us a little bit about Paul Maurice and your opinion of the hire. I said at the beginning of the show with Crowder, and, you know, admittedly, I don't know as much about hockey as I do other sports, but it seems to me that Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu and Bill Zito, their thought process in bringing in Coach Quenneville when they did was, we've got a decent roster. We want a veteran, proven coach. And then, obviously, with the Coach Q stuff at the beginning of the season, Andrew Brunette really didn't fit that bill. And when I look at Paul Maurice's history, that seems to be like the guy that would fit the original casting for the job, if you will.
100%. I agree with you totally. I think that's exactly what they've gone out there and done. You know, how much they looked at other candidates, I don't know the answer to that. Obviously, from an abrasiveness standpoint, I don't know if that matters or not, but you've got John Tortorella. Then to a lesser extent, you've got Peter DeBoer. And then you've got the guys that have been around and been successful. Although Maurice hasn't won a cup, he's been to a cup final and been to a couple of conference finals. So I definitely think that's the case. You know, and here's a guy that didn't need to coach again. You know, he stepped away from Winnipeg during the season. I don't think, unless it's the perfect situation, that, you know, Paul Maurice was 100% going to return behind an NHL bench. You know, Paul Maurice is like a genius protege, if you will. He was like Mike McDaniel when he got hired. As a 29-year-old, he was the head coach of the Hartford Whalers back in the 90s, in his 20s. And he moved with the team to Carolina, and he was with Carolina a couple of times, and he was with Toronto, and in the last 9 years in Winnipeg, where they made a conference final, made the playoffs most of the year, did not get over the hump and win a Stanley Cup. So you're right, from an experience standpoint, this guy's been around the league for, you know, parts of four decades now, and he's a really smart guy. I mean, he's like above and beyond as far as just a bright person, and that does translate into his coaching. And the other interesting aspect when I saw the reports, if it is true indeed, it's not official, but if it is Paul Maurice, is he's had great success with European players. And a lot of Finns. And, of course, the Panthers, you know, with Barkov and Lundell and some others, and Tomo Ruutu, who's an assistant coach on the staff who played for Maurice in his prime in Carolina, it's pretty intriguing because, you know, a guy like Paul Maurice has an ability to get the most out of guys. And I think at this point, like, he's got nothing to really prove personally. He's not looking for the next job. Like if he's the coach here, he's just coming because he thinks he can win. Like, there's no other agenda with him at this point in his career.
And Goldie, another topic that me and Hawk talked about earlier was keeping Brunette in the building, because they said they're going to offer, you know, we don't know what job, but we're assuming it's a front office job. But keeping Brunette in the building with Paul Maurice being there, is there any kind of uncomfort level looking over your shoulder if that ends up happening?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thought. Now, I don't know if, you know, Andrew Brunette has a chance to stay on the staff as an assistant coach. One thing about Bruno is, you know, there's absolutely no ego there. He is, team first guy. He was like that when he played. So I have to think that if they do come to the decision, both sides, that he's going to stick around in some capacity, I would think both sides are going to be very comfortable that wouldn't be the case. Because I think if either side gets an inkling of that, like if Brunette thinks I'm not going to be happy and I'm going to be wondering what's going on, and if the team certainly thinks that Paul Maurice won't be comfortable with it, I don't think an agreement would end up happening. Now, who knows? Maybe Brunette sits down and, you know, talks to the new coach and they decide they want to work together and he's a main assistant. You know, I really don't know. I just do know that, you know, if it does work out, the Panthers have enough savvy with Bill Zito and everybody else in the management and Brunette himself, who we still don't even know really if he wants to be a head coach, an assistant coach, go back to the front office. We have no idea on that because he hasn't said. I do have enough confidence in both sides that, you know, whatever they come to won't be an issue. I think they'll vet that out before that becomes an issue.
Steve Goldstein, it's a very important day, and like we say, it's not official, so we can't deem it that, but it looks like for all intents and purposes, Paul Maurice will be the new head coach for the Florida Panthers, and we will see what that brings for the Panthers next season. A very talented roster and a bit of an early exit in the playoffs. If I said to you, what is today for the Florida Panthers? Let's say it is official. What is today? It's a great day. It's what I mean? Like, what across the league? What does this hiring say?
Great question. It's kind of a put up or shut up day, I think, for, you know, players that have been around. And look, they've been successful. These guys for 2 years have been great. And as disappointing as it was in the playoffs, they did win a round this year, which was a big step for them. Now, how do you get to that next step? And how do you do the things that we talked about after Tampa eliminated them of, you know, it's one thing to say the playoffs are different and you got to fight for every inch of the ice and, you know, and all those things. It's another thing to actually experience it. Now they've experienced it again. So I really think with a coach of his experience, his ability to run a bench, which he's excellent at, you know, as I told you, really smart guy, both hockey wise and otherwise, and a guy that's seen everything and has gotten the best out of many players over the years of his career. You know, it's kind of like a put up or shut up thing. And I think not necessarily from the franchise standpoint, but from the player standpoint. You know, you guys have been together now. And now you've been through it for a couple of years. You know, we thought last year was the big learning year against Tampa. Obviously, one more year was necessary as a learning year. Let's see what they do with this guy coaching them.
Steve Goldstein. Goldie, today is National Onion Rings Day. Are you an onion rings kind of guy?
I did not know that it was National Onion Rings Day, but it doesn't surprise me that you did, Hockman. you know, I don't go out of my way to order onion rings. Like, I'll never go, I really want onion rings now. I used to eat them often when I was a kid, when I went to Burger King a lot,
right,
back in Brooklyn. But if the onion rings are around, and it's an old school, like, onion loaf, like they used to serve at Tony Roma's. If you remember those. Now, that was delicious. I dive right in. Yeah. So if they're around, I eat them. Usually don't go out of my way to order them. That's where I kind of stand on the onion rings.
All right. You want to know my Mount Rushmore of onion rings? I tweeted it out this morning.
I do. Yeah.
It's the BK onion rings, Tony Roma's, right, onion loaf.
Delicious.
The French's crispy fried onions on top of green bean casserole.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for a change, yeah, like for a change, Hoffman, we're not going to argue. That we're not going to argue about this for a change.
And
I'm
number
with
four, how about this? I've got 3 for 3 with Goldie. Number four, Funyuns.
Huh. Yeah, you know what? I can't argue with you.
Of course.
And usually we argue like cats and dogs.
I nailed it. I nailed it.
No blooming onion?
A lot of people responded on my Twitter with that. The awesome blossom, the blooming onion. You know, I've never had one.
Yeah. Hey, Crowder, you know what the blooming onion is? What's the Bloomin' Onion is in October, Texas Tech. Others receiving votes in the top 25. Why isn't Texas Tech always others receiving votes?
Well said.
Yes, they are. Yeah, every
the Miami Hurricanes basketball program up until they went to the Elite Eight.
Right.
Excellent. Well done. All right, Steve Goldstein, there you go. Thank you, Goldie, for jumping on with us and talking about the Panthers' impending hire.
Talk to you guys soon. Thanks.
There you go, Steve Goldstein. We'll take a break here. We still have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. We have some breaking news regarding our show.
What?
Breaking news regarding our show. So don't go anywhere. We're going to get to it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, a little celebratory music from Solana. As we all celebrate each other, and it's not for National Onion Rings Day. It's very exciting. We have should some breaking news.
We should be celebrating Paul Maurice.
Sure, we're celebrating Paul Maurice, but it's not official. It's not official.
I got you.
So we
got
to wait till it's official. What is official is an award that we have received. Mm-hmm. And this is exciting. The Miami New Times, as everyone in South Florida knows, they do their Best of Miami issue every year. And people always, you know, what's the best restaurant? And I'll get to some of these. But for the arts and entertainment category, the best talk radio personality is Mark Hochman. That's me. And I will say this. And that's one of the reasons I won the award, my fake turkey. I will say this, you know, most people will say, you know, it's not about me, it's about those around me. And I'm not like that at all. This is certainly about me, and I'm very proud of it, and I hope you guys are enjoying the ride. No,
Mama Koala carrying your two little babies around.
Here's what it says. I think it's a great write-up. By the way, our sister station, The Shark, 104.3, The Shark, won Best Radio Station in Miami, and they give a special kudos to Ashley O, who we love. We love Ashley O. But what it says about our show is this, in the Miami New Times, just got released today, just moments ago. What do you say? This is about me. What do you say about the man who has seen, done, and talked about it all throughout his illustrious radio broadcasting career? You point out how his public love affair with McDonald's McRib, without pickles, by the way, is a horrific food take, but he is loved anyway. Hochman is like the LeBron James of sports radio. He makes everyone around him better. His current domination of the Afternoon Drive simulcast on both 560 WQAM and 790 The Ticket is akin to LeBron playing for the Lakers and Clippers simultaneously. Could he do it? Probably. Does Hochman do this daily? Yes. Advantage Hochman. The trifecta of Hochman, Channing Crowder, and Alex Solana on the airwaves every day makes South Florida that much better of a sports town, and it makes us incredibly thankful. So here's what I want to say about that. The first time I've ever been compared to LeBron, and it's not about my hair. Which is a tremendous day for me. That is quite the the compliment. So,
you're a dog. You can't hide it, man. You a dog. Be a dog.
Gotta be a dog. I'm going to be a dog.
Yeah.
Now.
Be a dog, man. You getting trophies after trophies after trophies. Don't downplay it, baby. You a dog.
No, I'm not downplaying it at all. I am celebrating myself. In fact, I even received a congratulations text from Calvin Hughes, the anchor man at Local 10, who won the award for best anchor. So and Will Manso. I should go over some of these, Solana. Do we have time here?
Yeah, we have a couple minutes here. Definitely.
All right, let me see if I can tell you some of these, because everyone loves the Miami New Times Awards. You can go to miaminewtimes.com. Let's give them their props. Let me see. For arts and entertainment, the ones that might be actually, let me go to sports here for a second. For arts and entertainment, I won Best Radio Personality. The Shark, 104.3, The Shark won Best Radio Station. And let me go to the sports category, because that ostensibly should interest our show. I don't know if it does, but it should.
Are we sports?
Not really. I think that's why we won the award. let me get down to some of these. I'm scrolling through Miami New Times real quick here. Will Manso wins for best sports anchor. That's our dude.
Yep.
Get to some of these. Sorry, this is not why we won the award. Man, how many sports awards do they have
here?
Take
your time, man.
Best coach. This is from the Miami New Times. Best coach is Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, can't argue that.
Best Dolphins player is Jaylen Waddle.
Bingo.
Okay. Best Florida Panthers player, Jonathan Huberdeau. You can't let me have a moment, Solana. One damn moment. Best Florida Panthers player, Jonathan Huberdeau.
Mm-hmm.
Best Heat player, you want to guess?
Jimmy.
Tyler Hero.
You know what? I can't argue with that. Because Jimmy missed a lot of games. That's why he wasn't on the, you know, high and all-star. Mm-hmm. Tyler was balling on. And he has babies, and he got back with his lady now. Tyler's running Miami.
Best Hurricanes basketball player.
The point Cam guard I was about to
Cam
leave.
Cam McGusty. Oh. You're thinking of Charlie Moore?
Moore.
Yeah, Cam McGusty. Best Hurricanes football player.
Oh, Van Dyke.
Yeah, Tyler Van Dyke. Best Marlins player.
Who? Chaz?
Sandy Alcantara.
Sandy just started balling, though. I thought, you know.
Best sports anchor, I told you, is Will Manso. This is what they write. Will Manso joined WPLG in 1999, has been a mainstay ever since. In recent years, his local legend has only continued to grow. Now WPLG's sports director, he also mans the sidelines for the Miami Heat telecast on Bally Sports. A graduate of the University of Miami, Manso brings to the airwaves a calm, cool, and collected vibe that, coupled with his talent and knowledge of all sports, makes Miami fans feel like one of their own is on the scene. Known for interacting with viewers and fans on social media, Manso is exactly what all towns ought to be looking for in their sports department. Down-to-earth coverage that covers all the angles and doesn't take itself too seriously. And I totally agree with that, by the way.
On the head. Will's very good at what he does.
Best sports reporter, Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald.
Ooh, B-Jack.
He is great. I love him.
Yes.
Best sportscaster is Eric Reed.
Yeah.
I mean, he's great
Heat
on
run.
The Heat games,
he
right?
He is awesome.
Best team owner. Want to guess?
Doesn't it? Ooh, that's tough between the Dolphins and the Heat. But I'll say Stephen Ross.
Vinny Viola from the Panthers.
What?
How about that?
Stephen Ross brought in F1.
Yeah, that is true.
I love Vinny Viola's awesome. Everybody, Arian's awesome.
Mickey Arison.
Yeah, they're all great. But my thing would be, you bring F1, you bring a whole new sport to a city.
You can have
that's
the World Cup. World Cup is coming here because of that stadium.
Come on, Stephen. I've got to go Stephen Ross on that one.
Anyway, we appreciate the award. That is exciting. And there you go. So appreciate it, Miami New Times. Everybody go to miaminewtimes.com. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a National Onion Rings Day. I mean, what pairs better with onion rings than some Funky Buddha?
Nothing.
Nothing. They're literally nothing. So we'll get to the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I bought an 85-inch TV because I have a small penis.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.